Mike and Kim along with you. Glad you joined us on this local radio station for The Good Stuff. And I want to remind you about, hey, big event coming up, the annual Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo. The main run of that is January 30th through February 7th in Rapid City, of course, with the Western Art Show, which is phenomenal. They'll have horse sales, rope ride and slide. Check that out. A concert by Jessica Luby coming up to start things off as well. Kids Rodeo, Ranch Rodeo, and of course, a whole lot more things that we're going to be talking about. Go to the Black Hills Stock Show to find out more information.
It's a great time. I highly recommend you go. You know what? The ranchers who are up at dawn, herding, feeding, and selling, they're the ones that read Tri-State Livestock News. We know it's not for everybody, but for those who live and breathe the ranch life, this is it. It's Tri-State Livestock News. Visit TSLN.com. It's what ranchers read.
Well, yesterday at this time on the program, I started an article that was kind of too long for me to get into one program, and it started off with, I lie to my boss every single day about the elderly man who worked in the secondhand store and made sure that people got what they needed. And
that's right.
Pay the difference himself in there. So I'm going to conclude that for you today.
And he handled it with dignity.
That's right. So where we left off was other people were kind of catching on. And they were kind of helping him with this underhanded thing, I guess.
They were supporting him, weren't they?
So the story goes on. We built a secret economy based entirely on dignity. We weren't giving handouts. We were leveling the playing field. Last Tuesday, the bell above the door rang. A man walked in. He was tall, broad-shouldered, wearing a crisp EMT uniform. He looked confident, solid. He worked the aisles with purpose, and he wasn't shopping. He came straight to my counter. You're Arthur, he stated. I adjusted my glasses. I am. He smiled, and suddenly I saw the skinny 14-year-old boy in the shivering gray hoodie. You sold me a navy blue parka 10 years ago, he said. Told me the zipper was busted. I felt my face heat up. I process a lot of coats, son. The zipper wasn't busted, Arthur. He leaned in, his voice low and thick with emotion. I knew you were lying. Even back then I knew. But you didn't make me beg. You let me buy it. You let me be a customer, not a beggar. You let me walk out of here feeling like a man. He reached into his pocket. He pulled out an envelope. I'm a paramedic now. I save lives. But I don't think that I would have made it through that winter without that coat, or without knowing that someone actually gave a darn. He placed the envelope on the counter. There's a $500 in there, he said. Use it. I know you're store policy is expensive. I tried to push it back, my hand shaking. I can't. It's not for you, he said firmly. It's for the next kid who comes in shivering. Make sure his zipper is broken, okay? He turned and walked out, head high, into the autumn sun. I'm 72 years old, my back hurts, and my feet swell after a long shift, but I have the best job in the world. I've learned something powerful on this dusty old store. Dignity is more important than charity. Sometimes helping someone isn't just giving them what they need, it's about how you give it to them. If you can help someone while letting them keep your pride, if you can help them without making them feel small, you don't just feed their body or warm their back, you save their spirit. So I'll keep lying. I'll keep bending the rules. I'll keep making up policies that don't exist because the price tag doesn't matter. The person wearing the clothes does. I do not have the author on that. Jim Thompson sent it to us, so we thought it was very much worth using today here on The Good Stuff.
I do enjoy that. From everybody in North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in Medora, Happy New Year. May this year be bright with opportunity, strength, and the timeless values of their Western heritage. From the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame.
And the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to go to visitvalentine.com and check out some things to do here in the Valentine area. Maybe a spring trip to go bird watching, maybe a summer trip down the Niobrara River. Visitvalentine.com is where you can find out more.
And, you know, we're still talking a little bit about New Year's resolutions because I just happened to get an email from Dave Budget. His 2026 New Year's resolution. He said, this year I am going to continue with my last year's resolutions. Number one, working out. Number two, staying fit. Number three, eating healthy. And number four, lying.
I wondered if that was coming.
Thank you so much for sending that, Dave.
And thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.